Indie 101.5. I'm Mary, and tonight my guest is Canadian poet, singer, and songwriter Jerry Legere. On March 16th, 1 week ago today, Jerry released his latest album called Nothing Pressing. Produced by Michael Timmins of Cowboy Junkies and released on their label Latent Recordings, it features musicians Dan Mock, Kyle Sullivan, with Tim Bobaconte and Angie Hiltz. Brad Wheeler of the Canadian national newspaper The Globe and Mail had this to say of Jerry's latest album. His new album is representative of his strengths. These are the worn-in songs and poetic melancholia of a welcome stranger, with a laconic style that lives somewhere between Blue Rodeo and Lucinda Williams. His mild misery makes for sunset music and great company. So I'm in great company tonight. Welcome to the show, Jerry.
Oh, it's great to be back on. Thanks for having me back on your show, Mary.
Yeah, it's exciting. I think the last time you were on was in October of 2020. So we've got a lot to catch up on. And so why don't we kick off the show with the title track of your latest album, Nothing Pressing. The song is called Nothing Pressing, and then we'll come back and we'll chat, okay?
Great.
Old paint, broken windows, keys that we can't find. And I got nothing pressing, taking up my time. Moved out into the country, but now I'm bored out of my mind. 'Cause I got nothing pressing, taking up my time. And when you go, when you go, I wanna leave here too. Ceiling, it's peeling. Something's in the wall, but I got nothing pressing, take me away from it all. Grab my favorite flashlight and shot a question into the night. 'Cause I got nothing pressing, taking up my time. But when you go, I wanna leave here. When you go, I wanna leave here too. Try me again next summer, so relaxed. Gone will be the burden of hiding all the cracks. I'm singing to the hilltops, feel the land where I lay. I got nothing pressing, back in the bright lights anyway. But when you go, I wanna leave here. When you go, I wanna leave.
Nothing Pressing by Jerry Legere. Jerry joins me tonight on Dangerfield on Indie 101.5. If you'd like to check out any of his music, you can find him at jerrylegere.com. That's JERRYLEGER.com or Instagram.com/JerryLegereMusic. So Jerry, that's an awesome song. And so that was, does that actually feature your producer, Michael Timmons, on it as well?
Yeah, he's playing ukulele, but it's pretty cool because it's more of it almost sounds like a mandolin to me. You know, it's not overplayed, and there's a lot of mood to it, which is what you would, for the Cowboy Junkies fans out there, they wouldn't expect any less, you know, from Mike Timmons. That's kind of his type of playing, but. Yeah, it was cool. He hadn't been on this was the first record that we made with him that he played on. It was a pretty sparse song, and he just, you know, he heard a place for it there, and I was like, yeah, sure, man. You know, we would just see how it would sound after. I mean, I had no doubt that it was gonna sound cool, you know, like he's pretty he doesn't overplay, so I wasn't too worried about it.
And so what made you select that song, first of all, to start off the album and also to name the album Nothing Pressing?
Well, I originally was going to name it Recluse Revisions, another song on the record. I have to give Mike credit. It's another example of a great producer and record maker that he suggested Nothing Pressing because he thought it would be easier to remember, and the name kind of the song in general really set the mood and was kind of the mood of the record, and I guess he just felt Recluse Revisions would be a little too obscure,
yeah.
but it's another title that would have explained the whole record. But yeah, I when he mentioned that, I agreed, you know, right away that, yeah, Nothing Pressing. It's, I don't know, it just sticks with you. And I felt it went well with the whole feel of the record.
Totally. Well, it's a beautiful song to start the record with. And for those that want to listen to the album, it's 11 songs on the album, and I read that you recorded 9 of them at the Cowboy Junkies studio in Toronto, but you did 2 of them at home.
Two of them were recorded on an old 80s early 80s tape recorder, a 4-track, where you can I did a bunch of demos during the pandemic, you know, wrote just like a lot of songwriters and a lot of artists, you know, we all ended up doing way more than we normally would because we had the time, you know, we couldn't go on the road. And for many months, I couldn't even see my band, you know, we didn't play or anything. And I was gifted this 4-track and I just started demoing songs, and I could do live tracks of my vocals and guitar or vocals and piano. And then I would have 2 extra tracks to add another guitar or another keyboard part or another vocal, like that sort of thing. So it really helped with working on arrangements for these new songs and coming up with ideas. So I have it more fleshed out when I could reconvene with the band and play the songs with them. So it was quite useful. And there's also a really great sound and vibe from these machines. You know, they just have a certain sound, and Mike really dug the sound of them too. And those particular songs, Underground Blues and Sinking In, we wanted to have those songs on the record, and we just felt, well, we could re-record them in the studio, but they just sounded so great as is. So if we could bring it up to a similar fidelity as the rest of the tracks, where they would still sit separately, but be able to coexist quite well, then we would keep them. And luckily, yeah, they, I think they sound great where they're placed.
They really do. So why don't we listen to actually to Underground Blues? It's track 6 off your latest album, Nothing Pressing. And then we'll come back and we'll chat.
Okay, cool.
Starts or a crystal ball. When the money runs out, it'll be just like before. I'm ready, ready for the up or the down. When the others drop like flies, drop me a line underground.
Underground Blues by Jerry Legere. He joins me tonight on Dangerfield on Indie 101.5. So Jerry, that was the second single that you put out from the album, and you've put out some pretty cool videos as well to accompany some of your songs today. I've seen about 3 so far. And I know that I think for 2 of them, Brittany Brooks, who's a talented visual artist, as well as musician herself, she's got a band called Brooks and Bowskilled, and they've just put out some new music as well. Can you talk a little bit about that? What that process is like for you when you collaborate with a visual artist, and how you kind of get to your vision?
Yeah, well, when I first contacted Brittany about making a couple videos, I had this idea in my head for a while that I wanted to make a video that was reminiscent of these old laser shows that they would have in the late 60s and 70s, up until like the early 80s. I think that, you know, sporadically you could still see them too. My bass player, Dan, remembers going somewhere and to these laser shows and hearing, you know, Pink Floyd.
Yeah, it was, where was it? The planetarium. So right next door to the museum. Yeah. And I saw Laser Floyd there, and I think they also did like a Metal Roses one too. And so, yeah, like you would you would, the seats tilted backwards. You'd look up at the star, the planetarium ceiling, and they would actually kind of, yeah, make those, make the visuals that kind of correlates. There was a lot of young stone kids looking at
I was thinking about that too, you know. What a perfect thing to do. And
totally.
So I contacted her about could this be done, could we do something like this where it's these laser shows but it's animated and the band and I are animated in the video. And I initially had this idea that it would be animation and video, where we would like show up to a theater, you know, the band and I, and then it would turn into an animated feature. But you know, that was a little more complicated and time consuming. But I mean, she did a great job. You know, I love that video. Like, it was just perfect what she came up with. And the Underground Blues one, you know, I just told her to kind of run with it, you know, because I really love her style and her animation. And we worked together before on some posters, and I'd seen that she made an animated video for that. You know, it's like that. She had it on her Instagram. That's mm-hmm. how I saw it, where it was the Sheepdogs side project.
Bros, probably.
Yeah, Bros. Yeah. So she made a video for them, and I thought, oh, okay. Well, she makes videos too, and I Great. Thought it was really cool. And so the Underground Blues, I just, you know, run with it. Just totally run with it. And she came up with that great psychedelic kind of trip, you know. So they're great, you know. I love those two videos.
And, totally. And for those that want to check it out, Jerry's got a great YouTube channel. So your username on it is Jerry Legere Music. So we spoke a little bit there about theaters. And speaking of theaters, you've got a great show coming up. In a week. So on March 31st, you're playing the Paradise Theater on Bloor Street. And I actually used to live a block away from that theater, and I had watched it boarded up for so many years when I lived there. And the history of that place is it was first opened in 1937 as a theater, and then it closed in 2006. And it was supposed to be turned into a pharmacy, but then it got restored, and it's actually, I think, just very recently reopened because of the pandemic. And so you're playing a show there on March 31st. And for those who want to get tickets, that's the Paradise Theater. And or you can go to Jerry's website, jerrylegere.com. And so what's that going to be like for you, Jerry? You've got your first full band show, and will it be 2 years now?
Over 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah, it's... It's pretty crazy. I mean, you know, what we've all gone through with this and still going through, you know. But yeah, it's very, we feel very fortunate, and we're very much looking forward to it. And that's a great venue, though. We were scheduled to play there in the fall of 2020, and they had given me a tour of the place because they just had reopened very recently, and they gave me a little tour, and just beautiful. They did a great job, you know, very art deco inside, so I'm really happy that we were able to get this together. And I have to, you know, say hello to another friend named Mary Stewart, who's the manager at Hughes Room, and she helped a lot with Hughes Room is presenting the show at Paradise, and Mary and Hughes Room really
amazing.
And so helped a lot with getting the show together.
And what can people look forward to that night? So will you be playing your entire album, songs from the album, with old songs, or any insight into kind of what folks can expect at the show?
Yeah, we'll be playing a lot of the new record and then sprinkles from the previous albums. Yeah, I mean, there's one song, I guess the oldest one that we're doing is from 2010. But yeah, there's sprinkles throughout, certain songs that will be quite familiar to, our fans, and also some deeper cuts. Yeah, you
And
know, it's really nice. You know, we have a great band. Obviously, the regular guys, Dan Mock and Kyle Sullivan. We also have Alan Zamitis on keys, and Angie Hiltz will be there singing with us, and Tim Ovacani. So everyone that was also on the new record or we've worked with, you know, the past few years.
Given that you're going to be playing in an old movie theater, I guess my question to you is, do you have a favorite movie soundtrack of all time at all?
Oh wow, that's a good question. Well, I guess the one that comes to mind, I don't even own it. But when you know, this happens too, where like I as a kid, you know, 12, 13 years old, I saw that movie Rushmore.
Right, yeah.
And I thought this, I mean, some of the songs I knew, like Oh Yoko, John Lennon, I mean, you know, some of the songs I grew up with, but other songs like that were more deeper cuts by the Stones, I Am Waiting. Well, that hearing those songs in that movie, it made me go out and start buying all those albums. So I mean, that's a soundtrack that I think is really good. Of course, there's the soundtracks where one artist did the whole thing. You know, there's
Right.
Superfly, Curtis Mayfield's a great one, and yeah, that's it's tough to say, but I have enjoyed. I think the Wes Anderson soundtracks have been some of them
Yeah,
have been pretty
they're
cool. Like
incredible. I actually
the
just
one,
watched those recent
oh.
watched Darjeeling Limited recently, and I love how he integrates music with just it just really sets the it sets the whole narrative of his scenes often, you know?
Yeah, and that's the one that has a lot of the Kinks on it, right?
Yes, yes.
Which is cool because that's, I mean, that's a great record, and
Cool.
yeah, so I think those are pretty good. You know, if I really thought about it, I could come up with some real
Yeah.
singers for you, but I,
No,
yeah,
that's great.
that's what comes to mind though, you know, from the experience of seeing a film, you
Yeah.
know.
And so why don't we now play? Let's play the first single that you released off your album, Nothing Pressing. So for those that are just joining, you're listening to Dangerfield on Indie 101.5, and my guest tonight is Jerry Legere. And so we're going to listen to the first single you released off your album, Nothing Pressing, and it's called Have You Ever Been Happy?
Breaking the new world, but let me keep my job. Touch of gray on this landscape won't do any harm. Space fine, here we go. Punchline was me. Took too long to find out what we take seriously. And what's a joke? Here we go.
That was Have You Ever Been Happy by Jerry Legere, who joins me tonight on Dangerfield on Indie 101.5. So that's just such a great song. Congratulations. I heard you got added to Bill Kelly's show on Sirius FM, The Coolest Songs in the World, which is awesome. That must have been a good thrill.
Yeah, that was pretty fun, you know. He's a cool guy, and he really dug that tune. I'd first gotten in contact with them a couple years back when I put out a single with Don Stevenson from Moby Grape, and so Bill, you know, he's all about that, you know, and he mentions to me, I love that song, you know, but it's a little too mellow for the underground garage. So after that little introduction, I sent the song to him. Maybe this will be, you know, more suiting. And he really dug it, and he's been playing it quite a bit, which is great, which is really nice, you know, having a great supporter. You know, you are one of them as well. You know, it's really what it's about for me, you know, having like a real cool, great circle of fellow music lovers and artists that you know.
Well, it's always so exciting, just, you know, when you hear certain songs that just hit you, you know, like that's the whole goal too, of just like music is just like connecting with it, and then when you connect with it, sharing it with like-minded people, and that's what kind of makes the whole world go round. So you did a really cool video for this as well. So there's a great film director in Toronto named Colin Medley, and he's done music videos for everyone from Andy Schaaf to The Weather Station to Andre Evie to Always to Bri Webb. And you did a really fun video shoot at the Shamrock Bowl in Toronto. Take us through kind of that day filming and what that was like for you.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I mean, how could it not be, right? Okay, we're going to an old bowling alley, you know, from the 50s that hasn't been changed since the 70s.
Yeah.
And you're going to eat pizza and have a beer. You're actually going to bowl and have a fun day with your buddies. You know, that was really, I mean, that's a really fun looking video, because it was a really fun day. I mean, it was, you know, it was very easy, and you know, Colin was great to work with, and you know, it was pretty casual. It was just, you know, do your thing, and you know, he filmed us having a ball, and I think it really reflected the song too, you know.
Totally. Yeah, and so why don't we play next Kill It With Kindness? So that's the track that I think we were referring to earlier when we talked about the video with the Laserium shows.
For the stoners.
Yeah, for the stoners. This one goes out to all the stoners. It's called Kill It With Kindness.
I've seen what a man can do. I've been through it before. Takes a grip of your happiness and shoves you into the wall. Alcohol, but then I feel more depressed.
That was Kill It With Kindness by Jerry Legere. He joins me tonight on Dangerfield on Any 101.5. You can find him at jerrylegere.com and instagram.com/jerrylegeremusic. You've been really busy, even though we've been in the pandemic. And so since the last time I saw you, you did some pretty cool art projects as well. Your video you did, it's called The Apartment Show You Never Gave. Can you talk us through a little bit what that was like?
Yeah, you know, I decided to do different things within the box that is my apartment, but out of my, you know, comfort zone and you know, to some degree. I just thought, well, I got all this time on my hands, and I thought it'd be fun to do something visual, because I put out like, you know, some singles and a surprise record, and put out the poetry book. And I thought, well, you know, it'd be cool to have some new visuals, and how would I do it? Well, maybe I could make it more of like an art film, you know, where there's clips of me playing, and also the audio was running through that 4-track player that we talked about earlier, the early 80s recorder. So I had the audio being recorded live through that, and which I thought would also give it like a certain aesthetic. And my girlfriend Laura Proctor, who's a really talented photographer, she filmed it, I incorporated little clips from the neighborhood, you know, just walking around, like certain scenes. Awesome. And I would read some of the poetry from the poetry book over top of it. It was just like another project, you know. It's kind of like these exercises for my mental health, you know. Not that I was pushing myself to do them, but they helped me, you know. They helped me stay active, and it gave me something to do, because I got this, you know, this like video editing software, and I had no idea. I'd never tried to edit any videos before. I just thought it would be a cool cool thing to try out, and if it didn't work out, nobody needed to see it.
Yeah, exactly.
But I thought it turned out pretty cool, so I just released it as a temporary thing for like email subscribers, you know, like I called it the fan club, and you know, and so it was a more exclusive thing, you know, and it took the pressure off. I wasn't trying to do anything crazy. It was just like a fun project, you know.
Right. And actually, we mentioned your partner Laura Proctor. She's a fantastic photographer. People can find her on her Instagram at Laura Proctor, Proctor photo. And did she shoot your album cover as well, Jerry?
Yeah, she did. She took all the photos. There's some photos of us in the studio recording the record that are on the inner sleeve and on the back cover, and the front cover shot. It's interesting, because I had a whole other idea of what the front cover was going to look like, and I was falling asleep one night, you know, it was probably like 2 or 3 in the morning, and as I was, you know, drifting off into dreamland, that photo that is on the cover of Nothing Pressing just out of nowhere popped into my head. That was a photo from our tour in 2019 overseas, and we were actually playing in Switzerland, but it's like so expensive to stay there, so we drove for, you know, like an hour north to the south of France, and we stayed in this old manor, this really old manor.
Oh, that's cool.
This small community, yeah, that was just a photo that she had her film camera, and I don't exactly know how it happened, but obviously she was taking it in the mirror, and she just, you know, told me to look over, and so that's where you get that kind of blurred effect. And I don't know, I just say it was a photo that came back to my mind. I felt it was different. It would be very different for an album cover, and I liked the kind of like fuzzy, the fuzzy blurness of it, because the last couple of years had kind of been like that, you know, and on the back cover is I'm a bit like out of focus in the studio. I just thought that that was kind of what we've all been going through to an extent, you know, this kind of like fuzzy existence, you know.
Exactly.
So I just really I think it's a great photo that reflects it.
Awesome. Well, let's listen to another song of yours, Jerry, called Reckless Revisions. You touched upon it at the start of the show, where it almost became the album title. So let's listen to that, and we'll come back and we'll chat.
Like a phantom limb, the pain within the victim. Remember what you've lost, shake of the hand you got. I thought this bar was gone, looks the same after so long. You're the one who's different, making recluse revisions.
Reckless Revisions by Jerry Legere. He joins me tonight on Dangerfield. So Jerry, you have quite a lot of excitement coming up. So right before we heard that, the last track, you were talking about how your album cover was a photo taken in France in, I think, about 2019, you mentioned. And so coming up, you've got a spring tour that's taking you through Germany, Sweden, Norway, Netherlands, England, Scotland, and Spain. So that's super exciting. So that, I think it goes from, is it middle of April to middle of May?
Yeah.
And so are there any venues that you're playing on that tour that you haven't played yet, or any countries you haven't been to that you're playing for the first time?
Yeah. Well, Spain, I've never been there before. So we're doing five shows there. So I'm really looking forward to that. I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean, I've always wanted to go there. So it's nice. And these dates, a lot of them are rescheduled from 2020. So, you know, and I've been looking forward to going to Spain for 2 years. So
yeah, and you just recently had a four-page feature in Rolling Stone Germany. So congrats on that. That's phenomenal. There's a great author there who you've connected with in the past. So take us through kind of what that experience was like for you to have that awesome accolades recently.
Yeah, it's great. Mike Brugmeier from Rolling Stone, who, yeah, exactly. He's also an author. He's written fiction and nonfiction. He wrote a book on Bob Dylan and more recently, the Beatles. But he's also written his own stories. He was the guy that really got into my album Nonsense and Heartache when it was re-released there in 2018, and that kind of started everything with us going over there. He just really connected with it and the style, and it makes sense because the more that I've talked to him over the last few years, the more we find that there's all this music that the same music that we love, you know. He has good taste in music because it's you know, it's a lot of the records that I love too. Yeah. You know? And he loves my records, so what a guy, you know.
Right, exactly.
Obviously I dig that. And yeah, he's just been he's been in my corner ever since, you know, when he tries to get me in there as much as he can, you know, because he's one of those guys that's trying to get more people to hear what I've been up to all these years, you know. So I really appreciate that, and the feature this month, I guess, was great, you know.
Awesome.
Of course, I mean, it's, yeah, I feel very I feel very happy about that. And I just like with anything that I do, you know, after I put it out there, of course I want it to connect with more people. So, you know, it's great if it gets more eyes and ears interested in what's been going on with us.
Awesome. Well, let's dive into another song of yours off your latest album that we're listening to tonight, playing the tracks off of Nothing Pressing. Let's listen to With Only You, and then we'll come back and we'll chat.
You're a precious one, my kind of fun. But look at what we've done and how we got there. It's a wonder I know. I gotta hand it to you. You know how to cope in the blowing trees and us underneath, not lying through our teeth, nor conspiring. Only you.
was With Only You by Jerry Legere, who joins me tonight on Dangerfield. Jerry, I read that you love that song because I said that you said something like you never get to play guitar solos and you love your guitar solo at it. I love that you say you never get to play it, but you're the writer, Jerry. You can do it.
Yeah, I know. What's going on? Well, you know, before this record, we had a guy in the band, James McKay. He was in the band for a long time, and that was his role. You know, he played all the solos. So, you know, like I would have been taking that job away from him. Right. This record, it was mainly just the three of us, and so I was able to let loose a little bit and play nearly all the guitar parts, except for my buddy Tim Ovacani plays guitar on Have You Ever Been Happy with me. But besides that, I did all the guitar and all the keys parts myself, and it gives it a different sound, you know. Like I have a certain way of playing. Like I'm not normally a lead player, so I just have a unique way of approaching it, but it's not, it's definitely not technically great, but it's all about the feel with me anyways. So I think it just gives this record a certain, its own personality.
Yeah, and I read an actually really interesting quote of yours in an interview, and it said something about how you found kind of different elements in your voice recording this album, mainly given to the fact that you were recording a lot like indoors during the pandemic. And so I thought that was a really interesting kind of like arc and evolution to your sound, almost that having some kind of restrictions allowed you to expand. So I thought that was pretty fascinating.
That's like another silver lining, right?
Yeah.
You know, with things, because I mean, I spent most of these years, you know, since I was young, just singing live. I mean, I started singing in a coffee shop when I was 14 and there was no mic, you know, so I really had to learn how to project and, you know, belt it out. And I pretty much just did that, you know, even though I was writing songs at home, but then it's like, you know, I'm in the studio and I'm playing live all the time. So I can really, you know, there's no volume restrictions, but yeah, like not being able to do that for so long. There's like certain timbres in my voice that I hear on this new record that I haven't heard before, you know?
Yeah. Well, let's listen to another song of yours, Jerry, called A Page You've Turned, and then we'll come back and we'll chat.
Great. City sirens are crying, screeching, skidding tires. The rent is cheap on the strip. Night hawks and owls, whistle blowing fowls, misdemeanor. Fat lips. Things ain't quiet, but that's the way I like it, so I don't feel so alone. In a heartbroken home, I know it's so. Well, I'm a page that you turn. If I count up all my wishes, each drink I finish, it'll be about a million to one. Ghosts don't get second chances, just like restriking matches and stopping bullets from a gun. Heartbreak has changed me, made me go more crazy, like talking to you when you're stoned. In a heartbroken home, I'm the page that you turn. Jump like me is singing right outside the building.
was A Page You Turn by Jerry Legere, who joins me tonight on Dangerfield. So Jerry, before we kind of close off the show, just curious, do you have a favorite, you know, lyric or turn of phrase off your latest album?
I guess what comes to mind in the last verse of Kill It With Kindness, I think it describes what I do and, you know, what a lot of us do when you're going on the road and you're not to be kind of cheesy about it, but like following your dream. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the last verse is, set sails, I'm leaving home and I don't care where, I'm committed to this life sentence of living out my fears. And I think that is pretty much what we're doing, you know. It's like going out on the stage in front of people. It's a lot of what you do in music is kind of unnatural. Like even playing instruments is kind of an unnatural thing. That's why, you know, a lot of musicians get arthritis after a while, because, you know, your body's not really meant to do that. I think, you know, that really describes pushing yourself when you know that's where your heart is, and that's what, you know, like really keeps you going.
Cool. Like, Jerry, I love this new album, and I look Thank forward to seeing you play next week on March 31st. So for those who want to see Jerry live in Toronto, you can check out his show at the Paradise Theater in Toronto. You can visit his website at jerrylegere.com or go to his Instagram at instagram.com/JerryLegereMusic. And also you can find his excellent latest videos on his YouTube page. So thanks so much for being on the show tonight. And I can't wait to see you in person and catch up in real life.
yeah, thank you. Yeah, thanks again for having me on the show. And it was really great to talk with you again.
Awesome. You have a great night, okay?
Yeah, you too.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
CIOI. but you can call us Indy 101.5.
Hamilton's home for alternative.